Welcome to today's deep dive into the March 2026 update from the Ohio Valley Educational Service Center. So, whether you are a parent, a taxpayer, or just a local resident, we're taking a close look at what the OVSC is actually doing behind the scenes for your local school district.
Yeah, because it is it's entirely too easy to just glance at an administrative newsletter and glaze over the details. But I mean, this document is basically a roadmap.
A roadmap for like real world impact.
Exactly, showing how background administration translates into tangible, real world impact for the students, the teachers, and the neighborhoods right around you.
So let's jump right into the Heart of Service and Heart of Influence Awards. These are happening March 25th at Washington State College of Ohio.
They're honoring local high school seniors for volunteer work, right?
Yeah, but what really caught my eye here is how they are structured. So the seniors get recognized, but as part of the ceremony, they immediately turn around and present a Heart of Influence Award to a teacher or a staff member who, shaped their lives.
I love that. It frames character development as this reciprocal process rather than just a standalone achievement.
Yeah.
And you actually see this foundational work happening earlier on, too, at the OVSC Opportunity School.
I'll agree with their winter activities.
Yeah. Along with their standard academics.
Like the graphing predicted snowfall thing.
Right. The students there are also intentionally role-playing kindness. So they practice how to invite someone to a game, how to give compliments, and how to set personal goals to build an actual supportive community.
Which brings us down to the early education level. Bright Beginnings Preschool just rolled out an Ohio State University program. It's called Read It Again Math.
Sneaking math into story time.
Literally. They are taking children's books and UninfoHio digital resources and integrating counting and geometry directly into interactive read alouds.
Which is just a brilliant strategy to bypass the math anxiety that so many kids develop later on.
Oh, for sure, the flashcard stress.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of isolating numbers, which can really increase cognitive load and stress, you embed spatial awareness and counting into familiar narratives. It builds a mathematical vocabulary naturally. By the time they hit formal math classes, the foundation's already there.
Before they even realized they were learning it. And speaking of reading and focusing, the ESC newsletter actually included a really practical tech tip for adults too, because we all get distracted reading articles online.
Oh, the Chrome reading mode tip.
Yes. If you use Google Chrome, there is a built-in reading mode you can access just by right-clicking a web page. It strips away all the ads and clutter, and it even has a read aloud feature.
That is incredibly useful for minimizing daily distractions.
Plus, they mentioned Chrome tab groups now sync to your Google account, letting you organize tabs seamlessly across your phone, tablet, or desktop.
Really handy.
Definitely. Now, wait, I am stuck on one particular item from this update. The Mid-Ohio Valley, or MOV, ESC Driving School. They recently secured an instructor development grant from the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
The regional driving school, yes.
How does an educational service center end up running a regional driving school? That seems totally outside their usual scope.
It does sound unusual at first, but it directly addresses a major regional bottleneck for your community. Through this grant, they established a training center that serves a massive 15-county area.
Because of the backlog for student driver?
Right. There is a severe backlog and high demand right now. By actively training new instructors, and they have successfully trained over 80 in just the past 3 years, they are stepping in to solve a community-wide problem.
Getting your local teenager safely behind the wheel a lot faster.
Exactly. It minimizes disruptions to student instruction and directly serves a real need.
That puts the full scope of their work into perspective, from integrating geometry into preschool story time, to training driving instructors, to facilitating those character awards for graduating seniors.
The ESC operates far beyond background administration.
They are actively involved in shaping your community's future on multiple fronts.
They truly are. And to wrap up today, let's think back to those high school seniors, taking the time to officially recognize the educators who shaped them.
Such a great initiative.
It really is. And it raises a question worth considering for yourself. Who in your own community or in your own past deserves your personal Heart of Influence Award today?